invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When our children or grandchildren are part of the team, it means a lot to them if we can be there to cheer them on. Since that is not always possible, the John Schmigelski family of Ubley and Minden City is pleased to help support this game broadcast. The Schmigelski family is involved in club, community, and church activities because we care about people. If you wish to pre-plan a funeral, purchase a monument, or if you have an immediate need, call your knowledgeable and caring professional funeral director, John Schmigelski, at 989-658-8501.
Probably after the timeout, facing a full court press, but Nick Sweeney blows right through it. And over to the left wing to Kirk Kabafi for the three. This one's no good. Rebound, Jonathan Kraft. Now we find out from Ryan Brown exactly what Ubley was talking about in that timeout.
The message was clear in the huddle. If you take care of the ball, they cannot afford it. Continue to turn the ball over, else they'll find themselves in a bigger hole.
And that's exactly what Harvard Beach did on that possession there. They've got the steal and gave it to Aaron Ginther on the right wing. Right block, drive, dribbled right down and in for the layup. It's now 41-30, Harvard Beach by 11. Sweeney drives right down the lane with the runner. This one's no good, gets his own rebound. This one's good. I guess you could call it a Magic Johnson hook shot from the left side is good. Sweeney with 13 brings Ubley within 9 as Eli Kraft takes a 3 from the left wing. This one's no good. Brandon Oswald saves it, beats it into Andrew Seaman from the right block. He goes in for the layup, and this one's good. Seaman now with 20 points, and we're 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the third quarter. 43-32, 11-point lead for the Pirates of Harbor Beach. Sweeney being double-teamed at the top of the key. Gabe Messing back in there for the Bearcats with 3 fouls. Gets a ball screen from Morrell. He pulls up for 3 from the top of the key. Bounces once, no good. And a rebound, Seaman up to Brandon Oswald, over to Jonathan Kraft, right wing, into the right corner to Aaron Ginther. Dribbles down the baseline, and they say he traveled. He attempted a jump stop, but instead he shuffled the feet. Gives the ball back to the Ubley Bearcats. Kirk Chabowski inbounding it 90 feet from their own hoop into Gabe Messing. Token defense from Eli Kraft, retreating at 12 feet. With 5:10 remaining in the third, it's 43-32, Harbor Beach over Ubley. Gabe Messing at the right wing. At the top of the key now, back to Nick Sweeney against Aaron Ginther. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. With the runners no good, rebound Eli Kraft. He does not have numbers, so he slows it down. Instead, he drives right down the lane for the layup from the left side with the right hand, no good. And rims all the way around and out of bounds. Last touch by Brandel of Ubley.
Ubley's going for a first option quick hitting offense. I'm not sure that's exactly what Coach Ken Ficklow wants. As soon as they give it up, the rebound goes to Harbor Beach and they're off to the races.
As Eli Kraft throws it into the backcourt to Aaron Ginther to inbound the ball with 4:45 left in the third. Ginther takes the right elbow jump shot, and this one looks smooth as silk. He has 10 points, 4 in this quarter alone. A 13-point lead for the Pirates, their largest of the night. They have not trailed since the latter half of the first quarter.
This is a very important possession for Ubley.
Nick Sweeney with the ball on the right wing, being guarded by Ginther for 3. Yes! Nick Sweeney with 5 in the third alone with a 3 from the right wing brings Ubley back within 10. 45-35, 4:05 left in the third. Ginther drives right down the lane, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Good defense by Ubley. Seaman gets the rebound, and now Gabe Messing is lying in the middle of the court, holding his head. This does not look good for the Ubley Bearcats. Sweeney, looks like he almost hit his head.
I think that's Gabe Messing down.
Excuse me, Gabe Messing. As local officials are on the court. Gabe Messing a little bit dazed and confused. Looks like he hit his back of his head. He's holding that for quite some time.
They also have a trainer out there, which is fantastic. High schools need trainers nowadays.
As Gabe Messing is up on his feet, seems to be okay, so he has to sit down for at least until the next set ball. He's still holding his head on the left side.
A little woozy.
Not quite sure if he knows where he is. Keeps checking for blood. But none there. So Jeff Frank comes in for Hubley. Out there for the Bearcats, we have Morrell, who has not scored a single point yet tonight for the Bearcats. Tyler Brandle, Nick Sweeney, Jeff Wright, and Kirk Jaboski. And they break the press, and here comes Sweeney with the numbers over to Brandle for the layup from the left side. And it is good. And we have a whistle off the ball. There's one official all night has been calling off the ball as if he's Ted Valentine on a CBS afternoon. And Tyler Brandle's shot is good, and Ubley will get the ball out of bounds. Ryan, can you clue us in on exactly what the official was calling there?
Yeah, number 54 for Ubley, Trenton Morrell, went up for the rebound, and they caught Eli Kraft giving him a push in the back, resulting in the foul.
And on the inbound, they gave it right to Trenton Morrell, and he has his first points of the night. And now we have another off-the-ball call by the same official. This time it's a block against Ubley. Number 10 to Nick Sweeney, his first, and Ubley's first of the half. Ubley trails by a mere 6 points now, 45-39, as Randall sits down and Gabe Messing is back in for Ubley. An odd series of events there, wouldn't you say, John?
Very. Both teams are trying to get into the flow of the game, and all of a sudden now we have a whistle fest.
Eli Graff with the ball on the right wing, drives right down the lane for the layup, but gets double-teamed and somehow still manages to go in. Graff with his first 4 points in this game coming to third. Gabe Messing now with the ball, and he is fouled on the way up. The same official has called the last five fouls, whether it's for Ubley or against Harbor Reach. And this one goes against Eli Graff once again.
That's six, so that's going to be his third.
That's his third foul for the Eli Kraft, third team foul for Harbor Reach in this half. Order game Messing in the right wing. Going against Jonathan Kraft, who turns just for the jump shot, and he is hammered. A butchering would be a more proper term. So the line shooting two will be Gabe Messing. Fouls against number 24, Jonathan Kraft, his second, and Harbor Reach's third.
There was no doubt about that
foul. Fourth. Now, if you're going to foul him hard, and that's exactly what Jonathan Kraft did.
But Gabe Messing's a very tough kid. Here he is on for his first shot.
And that one's good. That one looks good. Gabe Messing with 5 points now. Colin Cook checks in for Eli Kraft with three fouls. Jeff Wright sits down. Trent Morrell as well. Out there for the Bearcats right now. We have Irving, Rumzik, Kaboski, Messing, and Sweeney. Or Harbor Reach, Seaman, Ginther, Kraft. That's Jonathan Kraft, Colin Cook, and Brandon Oswald. The second free throw is up and good. It's now a six-point game, 47-41. Harbor Beach on top with 3:11 left in the third. Ball tipped out of bounds with a full-court press coming from the Bearcats. Andrew Steeman inbounding it 90 feet from his own hoop into Colin Cook. And wide open, Aaron Ginther breaks the press across the timeline. 3:05 left in the third, 47-41. Ginther drives right down the lane for the shot. And he is called with... He's fouled on the way up. They call a block against Ubley. That could have gone either way.
That is going to be four fouls on Gabe Messing.
That's a very tough call to make. The player was set. And the free throw, first free throw from Aaron Gibson is no good. Or is good. And that's the second team foul for Ubley in this half. And like you said, the fourth against Gabe Messing. So he sits down. Morrell's back in. Ginther's second free throw. That one's good.
I think there's about 50 officials in the stands that agree with Gabe Messing on that.
49-41. Harbor Reach by 8. 2:55 left in the third. Ginther now has 12 points. Ubley with the ball. Nick Sweeney on the right side of the radio at the top of his tee. Still dribbling. Drives down to the baseline, kicks it right out to the right corner. Now he drives down the baseline, and he is pushed on his way into the lane. You might have noticed the same official again. He apparently drew the short straw tonight. And that was an illegal screen, is what they're saying, against number 22 of Ubley, Damian Irving. Yet again, another odd series of events there. Kind of losing all consistency and rhythm of this game. 49-41, Harbor Beach leads over Ubley. 2:33 left in the third, an 8-point game. Aaron Ginther, left wing, getting in. Sweeney, who actually